This is your Classic Kids Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. I'm joined by John Letts, my horse racing expert. John, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Jordan. Looks like we're in for a pretty wet weekend this weekend with a lot of weather around. Melbourne and Adelaide racing is going to be run on heavy track, so we've got to be a little bit careful with our selections this week, but I put a few in there. But in Adelaide, I found there's a lot of them pretty short-priced ones. Look, the track up there is going to be a soft five at Murray Bridge. Melbourne, the track is going... Well, what about the rain they've had in Melbourne? They've got a soft six, but the rain they've had in Tarelga and those places, just impossible to think that water could come down that quick. I was watching a show the other night on the news, actually, Jordan, and there's someone had filmed the car park under one of the big department stores over there.
Mm.
And within 15 minutes, the rain had come in, it had gone from the car park being just a trickle of water in there, you could walk your car, to over the top of your car.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect, you know, you're parking your car under shelter, you wouldn't expect it to, you know, then be floating up to the ceiling.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. But, you know, we feel for those people because, you know, it's terrible. We look at it and say, oh, well, there's been floods and that, those people. But, oh, gee, it's a long, long healing process, you know, just to rebuild and rebuild. You have to rebuild your life, don't you?
Mm. And there's going to be some areas in Victoria that won't have power for a few weeks as well. It's going to be a long slog getting back.
Well, how often do you feel if you have a power blackout and the TV's not working or you can't boil a kettle?
Yeah, well, the kettle is the important thing.
Yeah, anyway. Anyway, have you heard any more on Moala?
No, not too much. I guess with internationally, with Australia and Germany coming to a deal on hydrogen, green hydrogen production.
Yep.
Moala, of course, is the favourite spot for a hydrogen hub. So maybe it's just I guess that's a bit of confidence for the area, even if nothing's confirmed yet.
Okay, let's just hope that it all goes northward, and we really get out of this rut, because we do think of Wyala, and that's why we mention it on the radio nearly every Saturday. We are thinking of you guys up there. Sterling North Girls, good morning, girls. I know you'll be listening to the program this morning. Sunday is an interesting one this week, Jordan, because we've got at Port Augusta, we've got the Squatters Cup. This is the lead into the Port Augusta Cup. But the Port Augusta Cup, I've been receiving emails from the Victorian Racing Club, and I don't know whether there's any doubt about the cup coming. It should be coming here, the Lexus Melbourne Cup, to start off the tour for this year. Excuse me. And there's about, I think we've got about 35 towns and cities to do in Australia in 6 months. So it kicks off here in South Australia in the first week in July at the Port Augusta Cup. But if we don't get the Melbourne Cup, the Lexus Melbourne Cup this year, an interesting one we've got will be the 1950 Melbourne Cup, won by our own Comet Court, which is the start of the Bart Cummings, Jim Cummings dynasty on the Melbourne Cup win. So that Bart won 12, well, Jim won 1, and this was the first one to start it off. So if you want to come along, you come along to the Cup, you have your photo taken with that, and it's something we're very proud of here in South Australia. Now, tell me this, Jordan, with football injuries. Some of them, you know, we spoke about it before, haven't we?
Yeah.
We look at footballers and they get off their charges and that's okay. I mean, because I've got television coverage here, and David Mackay got off last night. But the thing is, some of these injuries, whether they get off or not, but the clubs expect them to play like that, Jordan, don't they? I mean, they don't expect them to take a step back. And some of these lads, they're putting their health at risk, or sometimes putting their lives at risk, aren't they? The way they go in, you being an umpire, you're there, you are close to the action, where a lot of people see it on telly, but you're close to the action being an umpire.
Yeah, not that we get a lot of big clashes like that one with the Saints and Crows player over the weekend, with that kind of thing, you're like, I understand why it went to tribunal, because it did look kind of nasty, but, you know, you slow it down, you can see the intent, and, you know, if he had slowed down and didn't try to go for the ball, like a good footy player, the coach would have tore strips off him. So it's just the way the game's played.
Exactly. My wife's a Crows supporter. She said, I think you'll get off. But she said, they do expect them. And I said, yeah, we discussed it a fair bit, you know. But when you first see the television thing, you think, oh, well, that's it. But with modern technology, you can slow those things down and you can have a look. It's the same with racing. I was at a racing appeals yesterday, two racing appeals. I'm on the panel there at the for the appeal. So I represent the Jockey Club. and as an advisor, and we were there. We had to show the film that many times, and we were there just two appeals for careless riding and that. But we had to show the film so many times, and we were there for about 4 hours. And, you know, it's just an incident. But when you get the television and you look at it and you can slow it up, you can go backwards, sideways, upside down, just about. And it just sometimes it puts a different spotlight on it, doesn't it?
Mm, for sure, for sure.
Yeah. But anyway, let's get into the racing. We'll see how we go here. We didn't have a real good day last week. We only had one winner and a few placings. But tomorrow, look, the track's going to be a bit heavy. But look, in Adelaide, as I say every week, we can't get any many long priced horses here because they're pretty short priced, some of those horses that run. But at Murray Bridge tomorrow in race one, I do like number one, a horse called Blériot, to be ridden by Toddy Pannell. Race two, I like number one. He's about 2-1. Race two, number one, I like number one, Camford, $3. Race three, number nine, a horse called Spinola Bay, $3. Race four, I think this is a pretty good horse, this horse, Jordan, a horse called El Francois. It's only $2, but it's a very, very good horse, I think, from the Jake Stevens Yard. Race four, number nine. Race five, number eight, I like a horse called Hills. Race six, I like number six, Trumpster. It's about $7. Race seven, number seven, Too Good, Too Hard. Race eight, number six, Pearl Bandit. And race nine, number four, Great Des Moines. We're out of a lot of those there tomorrow. Just at a little bit of odds. I like number four in the last race nine. He's about $4. And I do like in race four, number two, El Francois. It's only about $2, even money chance. Flemington, I like in race one, number eight, Secret Glamour. In race two, I do like number 10, Vivid Red Sky. It's about $10. Race three, number nine, Madea. It's about $7. Race four, number five, horse called Palmy, which didn't go that good last time out, but does handle a wet. And it's about $10. Race four, number five. Race five, number nine, this horse, Jamie Carr's riding. She's still riding brilliantly. It's only even money chance, but it's won its last four. It's pretty good, this horse. Race five, number nine. Race six, number two, Ruba. We tipped it last time out. Didn't do the job for us, but I've left it. Give it another chance here on the wet. Race six, number two, is about $6. Race seven, number four, Pioneer River, is about $8. Race eight, number one, Yulong January. It was a good win this time out, last time out, this horse, but it's $7 tomorrow because it's got a bad gait and a big weight, but gee, it's a promising horse. I think it can do it again. And race nine, number two, he let us down badly last start. Number two, William Thomas. And William Thomas is a pretty good each way odds. So that's how I see him tomorrow at Murray Bridge in Flemington, Jordan. But I think if you go to the races, wherever you're going, either state, I think you just wear something warm or take an umbrella.
Have you got any favourites for the Squatters Cup on Sunday?
No, I haven't seen the Squatters Cup field yet. The riders will all be out this morning. But a friend of mine's got a horse called Sizzling Bullet. And I'm hopefully it's in. And if it's in, I think it's a very good each way bet.
No worries. Well, John, thanks for your time, and we'll chat again next week.
Okay, Jordan, I'll talk to you next week.
That was John Letts, my horse racing expert, on your Classic Hits Breakfast.